AP News, I'm Hayafin Jwani. President Biden paid tribute to an uncle killed during World War II, but was off on the details. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In his hometown of Scranton, the president mentioned Second Lieutenant Ambrose Finnegan Jr.
He got shot down in New Guinea.
And his body was never recovered.
Because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
But the Pentagon's record of missing service members does not attribute Finnegan's death to hostile action or indicate cannibals were any factor, saying the plane in which Finnegan was a passenger went down in the Pacific off the New Guinea coast for unknown reasons, as the president told the story of both his uncle and son Beau, who died of brain cancer after serving in Iraq. He blasted Donald Trump, who has denied claims by some former aides that he called fallen troops suckers and losers.
That man doesn't deserve to have been the commander-in-chief for my son, my uncle.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Iran is warning of massive retaliation if provoked by Israel.
Iran's president has warned that the tiniest invasion by Israel would bring a massive and harsh response as the region braces for potential Israeli retaliation after Iran's attack over the weekend. Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel in response to an apparent Israeli strike on Iran's embassy compound in Syria on April 1st. The United Nations is urging maximum restraint between Israel and Iran. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is brushing off those calls, saying Israel will decide how to respond to Iran's attack. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump hosted Polish President Andrzej Duda for dinner, the latest in a series of meetings with foreign leaders of Europe. Here's Trump speaking at the dinner.
And that's not an easy thing to accomplish, but he's done a fantastic job, and he's my friend. And we had four great years together. Four great years.
So that's true.
We may have to do it again. Okay. Thank you very much, everybody.
Actor Dennis Quaid says in an AP interview he was able to meet one of the real-life people portrayed in the new film, The Long Game.
He's in his 90s now, and he was just thrilled that we're doing this story. He was a veteran as well. He fought in the Vietnam conflict, and he's a great American. And it just made it more real to us.
I'm Hayafin Jwani, AP News.